In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, there are actually people out there who say, I'm a Pope Francis Catholic. And then there are others who say, I'm a Pope Benedict Catholic. And then there are others who say, well, I'm a John Paul II Catholic. No. Because has anyone ever been saved by Pope Francis? Did Pope Francis die on the cross? Is he God? Is Pope Benedict God? Is St. John Paul II God? No. They are good men, and we can learn about how to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from anyone who preaches the gospel. And we can learn even more from watching people who take the gospel seriously living their lives, people like Pope Francis or Pope Benedict or St. John Paul II. But it's an error to identify our religion with a particular person, even if that person is a saint, like John Paul II, or Saint Francis, or Saint Benedict. We have been saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it is through him that we receive God's grace and his life. Now, as Saint Paul told us, we are co-workers with God. You know, co-workers, it sounds a little different in English than it did in the original. When we hear co, we kind of think of equal. So if you're the co-pilot, you're the equal pilot. Or if you're the co-worker, you're the equal worker. And that's not how it worked in the Latin or the older languages. Co means you cooperate with someone, but they're in charge. And so, for example, if you've heard about, you know, Mary is the co-mediatrix of grace. It doesn't mean that she's equal to Jesus by any means. It means she cooperates in mediating grace to the world in a very particular way. Of course she did. If only for the fact that she was the Mother of God. We too are co-workers. And so is Pope Francis and Pope Benedict and John Paul II. We are all co-workers. To the extent that we cooperate with God and his grace for our salvation and the salvation of others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.